The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
BBB, bite, bite, bite. We do a show called Mission Minded, which is a fantastic show. Keep those emails coming, too. Great emails, info@tonycurryradio.net. We talked about starting a new business last week. It's gotten a lot of viewships right here on, of course, our YouTube channel on Tony Curry Radio. And wherever you listen to Tony Curry Radio on our podcast, we're available on every major industry out there. We spare no expense on that. So make sure you check out Mission Minded with Michael Coleman or Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And then we do Mission Minded, and then we back it up with Bite, 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 which is specific towards feeding America and the mission of keeping people fed in this wonderful country, including this great state of ours in 35 counties, the heart of Alabama does. You were talking about some potential cuts. And certainly if you're part of any program that the federal government is part of, even if it's 1%, you probably do want to look in your mailbox a little bit more, a little bit more often now, because you don't know what's being cut. Doesn't mean it's not going to come back. We even had an email question about what happens in 3.5 years if the Democrats take the White House back over again. Are we right back to where we were right now? So just everyone chill out a little bit, particularly if you're being directly affected by Doge and Elon Musk and everything going on. But you've been directly affected by that. And as a CEO, I can think of not a better CEO or a boss I'd like to have in times of trouble, because I know where your heart is and I know you're not a knee-jerk guy, and I'm all about, hey, listen, it is what it is and we're going to get through this. Can you talk about that a little bit? You're not losing sleep over this, are you?
No, because it's outside of my control. Things are happening in D.C., and I won't, you know, some things obviously I'll favor. It always feels good when the other guy's getting cut. It never feels good when you're the one getting cut. Yeah. But for those of you who may not have heard on Mission Minded, yeah, we just got a note, just one email down from the USDA that said the following 23 deliveries are canceled. No reason, no, but it's about 1 million pounds of food.
And what were these? What are these? Are these from farmers?
Yeah,
is this produce? What is this?
Yeah. I didn't look at the entire list. A lot of it is shelf stable things, like we get shelf stable milk.
Yeah.
And the reason we prefer to get that is obviously because we can hold it for longer amounts of time. We can distribute it to children's backpack programs. So nothing, those kind of things don't need refrigeration. So, And there were some canned goods, canned vegetables and all that. And again, it was all USDA purchased stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you and I were talking about, it's always a challenge. We're talking about having, you know, your SWOT analysis and always understanding where potential threats lie within an organization. And for us, you know, we purchase some food, about 10% of our food, through marketplace and competitive areas, but about 60% is donated from your Walmarts and your Publix and all the other grocery store chains. And about 30 to 32% come from the USDA through different programs. Mm. And so, yeah, one of those threats is what happens to the food supply. So, you know, consistent with what's happening in every other department, USDA is taking a hit. And of course that trickles down to us. And from an employee's perspective, it can be very discouraging. It can really just because the culture that we have, that we try to bring, and is, look, everybody has an important function in our organization. And I try to keep everybody's eyes on the people that we're serving, like our inventory, our warehousing, our operate, everything we're doing is bent on focusing on those vulnerable citizens in our area. Mm-hmm. So children, seniors, all the, and so we're like, so you do everything with the intent of I'm serving people. And so when you're doing that and you feel like, okay, the government's involved, we're doing this all together, the government's doing it, our donors are doing it, our board, we're all in this together. And all of a sudden somebody comes up and says, yeah, we're going to cut you. I mean, and it's abrupt. You just get an email that says, you know, these 23 transfer trucks of food that are coming in, they're not coming in anymore. Yeah. with no explanation. It's just a spreadsheet that says they've all been canceled. So, and I get, you know, this is all business. It's just all how it goes. But what I have to keep in mind is the effect it has. It can really be discouraging and bring people down. Just similarly, like if you get a huge grant that all of a sudden is going to enable you to do a new program and you're like, oh, what a blessing. So what I have to do on times like that, when we get bad news or where is to help them to see that silver lining or to help them see, to take them so that they don't, you know, everybody can feel bad, but they can't live in that spot.
Yeah.
It's like we do the all shucks. I hate that happened. I wish it hadn't happened. How do we prepare? Is there anything we can do that helps mitigate that impact in the future? Just all that. But right now, I've got to make sure that my messaging to them, first of all, it has to be authentic. It has to be real. I can't be, you know, a cheerleader and just pumping up a bunch of sunshine that doesn't exist. You know, I can't just be throwing platitudes at them and going, oh, you know, there's always tomorrow and all that kind of stuff, because that doesn't care what. So I really try to make it a point to communicate to them that, hey, we've prepared for this moment. You know, this is why we do SWOT analysis. This is why we get in there and plan. And this is why we try to run as lean as possible so that we know what we can do. And we know that if we have to cut back, that, you know, we think about how do we make that difference up, and or how do we lessen the impact?
Yeah.
In other words, how do we make sure that the punch is spread out equally so that it doesn't just fall to rural people or doesn't just fall to people we serve in urban environments? Because the further you can spread out the impact, the less hard that punch is when it comes in. So if a family's getting 2 pounds or 3 pounds less of food, that's great than if you cut out several pantries and now they're not getting any food kind of thing. Yeah. But what I've got them to what I have to get employees to understand is, look, it's even more important. You know, we talk about effectiveness and efficiency and excellence and all that. This is why, because it's not going to always be guaranteed that we have donors. It's not going to, you know, all these things right now are tremendous blessings. So now we have been robbed of one source. That's okay. We're going to respond. We're going to respond together. We're going to stay focused, and we're going to do the best we can. If we can't get out as much food as we have previous years, okay. Well, then we're still going to make the best effort to control what we can control. We can control distributing the fresh, the most fresh, safest, most nutritious food we can. Continue to educate the public and those that we serve on, and be totally transparent to communicate. Because see, not only do I have to do that, but I have to communicate this out to, you know, across 35 counties, we have 700 mm-hmm. something agencies. So it's a messaging that has to go out, because they're going to get discouraged. They're going to say, oh, now that means I'm going to get less food. And then they start telling their neighbors coming, oh, just get it while you can, because it ain't going to be here forever. I mean, it's a whole negative vibe starts to permeate, you know, your whole organization and its affiliates. So you really have to, as a leader in an organization, help people see that the sky's not falling. It's a challenge. You're going to have challenges that come at you all the time. So you have to be ready to face them in a very sober way. In a collective way, with all your leadership, you get your brain trust together and you say, hey, we've got this. Yes, it may affect us, but we're going to overcome this and we're going to keep plowing forward. And after the initial shock, people kind of go back to what they were doing, which is, hey, I can't control what food I do have, but what food I do have, I can't control what gets sent to us or what we have the opportunity to source. But the food that I do have, I'm going to have a high standard for it. I'm going to care for those in the community in need. I'm going to do everything I can. And that's what's going to continue to drive me. I can't focus on all the negative aspects and disappointments in life. we have to, and as the leader of the organization, that's one of the things that I have to take a leadership role in. So I can't allow myself, you know, to get overwhelmed by things and to wring my hands.
Leave your door open, man. Leave your door open. Open door policy. Let everyone else.
That's right.
You don't want to be closing the boss's door. You're a great boss. Fantastic work. CEO of Heartland Alabama Food Bank, HAFB.org.com. You can find them at either one of those, hashtag HAFB. Check it out. And now more than ever, we would love to take your donations, your contributions. Cash always is king. So feel free to go ahead and make a contribution, HAFB. Again, hashtag it, or just go to their website. Thank you, Merce. I appreciate you and everything you do on Bite Bite Bite, my man.
Thank you, my friend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.